Wall Street Journal listeners come from all walks of life and business. And no matter what type of business you're in, ADP is here to help you achieve what you're working for. With HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter percentage point for the third time this year. So what does that mean for your mortgage or your credit cards or your car loan? We'll ask Wall Street Journal reporter Julia Carpenter. First, some money and market news you should know. 147 million people were affected by the Equifax data breach, but only about 2% have signed up for free credit monitoring. Now, as part of the $700 million settlement reached between Equifax and lawyers in July, consumers can choose between either 10 years of free credit monitoring or up to $125 in cash compensation. Both the plaintiffs' lawyers and regulators have previously said the free credit monitoring is the better deal. It's valued at nearly $2,000. People who opt for cash will likely receive less than $125. A court filing submitted on Tuesday revealed that data breach victims so far have only filed claims totaling more than $60 million. Consumers have until January 22nd next year to file claims.
Wall Street Journal listeners come from all walks of life and business. And no matter what type of business you're in, ADP is here to help you achieve what you're working for. With HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates for the third time this year. So how will that affect the interest you pay on loans and your credit card? Let's bring in Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter for some answers. So Julia, the average rate for a 30-year mortgage has come down to 3.75%. And this period of time when the Fed has been lowering rates has been great for both home buyers and homeowners.
Definitely. And I think we've seen that those reductions also increased overall household spending, and especially in areas that are really susceptible to interest rates. But those falling interest rates also meant that people were looking at buying a house as well as refinancing their mortgage.
So, Julia, homeowners who have thought about refinancing, they might want to think about doing that now.
Yeah, and Black Knight actually saw a 75% increase in refinancing activity just between July and August of this year when compared to last year.
Well, how will lower rates impact the interest that people pay, let's say, on their credit cards?
Normally, you would see, okay, interest rates are lowering. That means that your credit card APR might be affected. But because so many of these banks are operating these kind of costly, super popular, really generous rewards programs and points programs, they're actually increasing APR in order to cover the cost of those programs.
So the credit card rates are going up as the Fed is lowering the short-term rates. Now, the interest in high yield and online savings accounts are far better than rates offered by traditional banks. How are they affected by the rate moves that we've seen by the Fed?
It's been interesting to see how those have dropped just a bit every time that one of these announcements comes out. Goldman Sachs, the Marcus account, went from 2.0 last time I wrote this story in September to 1.9 now.
So when the Fed lowers rates, the banks make less money and pay out less interest. But they're walking kind of a fine line here because the whole attraction for them was the high interest that they were paying on their accounts.
If we're thinking about the savings accounts particularly, you want people to be moving money into those accounts, but when interest rates are so low, they don't want to be paying out that dividend necessarily.
And how about the interest on things like car loans and student loans?
This is one that I feel like I'm always talking about with people because especially my friends with really high student debt, they see this announcement and they think, okay, great. Well, my student loan interest is already going to be decreasing. But because that rate is fixed, it's actually fixed once a year in May. So when you actually sign on for the loan, that's a fixed rate. So it's not fluctuating every time the Fed makes one of these big announcements.
So what if somebody wanted to refinance their student loan?
This is something that comes up, I think, every time somebody sees the news that the Fed is moving interest rates. And refinancing is a good idea right now if you have a private student loan. That's because it's tied to the London interbank offered rate. But your federal student loan is kind of already set at that limit.
So if you have a federal loan, it won't move as the Federal Reserve.
It's fixed.
Okay, it's a fixed.
Yeah.
So it won't move with interest rates.
Right. But the London federal loans are so often set by LIBOR. It's more up and down.
And how about car loans?
So car loans are a little different because it's harder for you to draw a direct line between what the Fed says and what you could see at a dealership or on a used car lot. That's really, it's really dependent on the lender you're working with or the dealer you're working with.
So if you're shopping for a car, you should not expect rates to move in lockstep with how the Fed is moving interest rates.
Totally. It's more dependent on what the dealer or on what the auto lender is offering you.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.